This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Abba Madhu, my brothers and sisters, we have this wonderful story from the Seerah about a tribe from Yemen called Al-Azd. They were from Yemen, southern Arabia. Seven men came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu the Ansar were are considered to be descendants from these same people, from the Al-Azd. Rasulullah was impressed with them, with their demeanor and with what they look like, their character. He asked them, "Who are you?" They said, "We are Mumineen." So Rasulullah smiled and he said, "Everything has a characteristic. So what is the characteristic of your iman?" Now this is also on a side note, a lesson in Rasulullah's way of dealing with people. Here are people making a claim, and they're making this claim to the Prophet ﷺ himself, that they are believers, and not just believers, mu'mineen, true believers. So he wants to question them. He wants them to give evidence, but he's doing it in such a soft and such a beautiful manner. So he said, "What everything has a characteristic. What is the characteristic of your iman?" They said, "We have 15 characteristics. Five of them which your messengers commanded us to do, five of them which you commanded us to do, and five of them from our own traditions, except if you want us to change them." So they again are people who are obedient. They are saying, "This is how we understand Islam. This is how we have been practicing it. But we are not adamant about it. We are not rigid about it, because we are coming in front of you. So you are the best judge. So you tell us. If you think we are doing right, alhamdulillah, we continue. If you think we should change, then we are willing to change." So Rasulullah asked them, he said, "What are the five that my messengers commanded you to do?" They said, "They ordered us to believe in Allah, His messengers, His books, His angels, and in resurrection after death." So if you see, these are the fundamental principles of our aqidah. When we say amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmal akhiri wa qadrihi sharrihi wa khairihi min Allah ta'ala wa ba'asa ba'd al maut, these seven of them are really condensed in these five. So they said, "We have your messengers told us to believe in Allah, in His messengers, in His books, in His angels, and in resurrection after death. The only thing that is missing in these five is from our Iman Mufassal is the belief in Qadr, but all the others are covered." Then Rasulullah asked them, "What are the five that I asked you to do? What are the five that I asked you to do?" They replied, "You ordered us to believe in La ilaha illallah, to establish Salah, to pay Zakat, to fast in Ramadan, and to make Hajj for the one who can do so." So these are the five pillars of Islam: Shahada, Salah, Sawm, Zakat, and Hajj. Shahada, Salah, which is the first Salah, the prayer; Sawm, which is fasting in Ramadan; Zakat, and Hajj. So he said, "What are the five that I asked you to do?" And he said, and they said, "You ordered us to believe in Allah, La ilaha illallah, to establish Salah, to pay Zakat, to fast in Ramadan, and to make Hajj for the one who can do so." Then Rasulullah ﷺ asked them, "What are the five things that you have retained from your earlier time of Al-Jahiliyyah, from the time then that you were not Muslims, but you retained five characteristics which you believe to be good?" They said, "Being grateful in times of ease, being patient in times of difficulty, to accept destiny, to be truthful when the enemies meet, and to avoid malicious joy out of our enemies, being decent even with enemies." So again, very beautiful characteristics of a people, where he said, what are the five things? Being grateful in times of ease. So not taking for granted the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then being patient in times of difficulty. So not complaining and moaning and groaning and so on. Being patient with that, having sabr. Then to accept destiny, which is Rida bil Qada, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, we accept that, and we accept the fact that what was not decreed for us cannot touch us, and what was decreed cannot miss us. And then the fourth one is to be truthful when the enemies meet, meaning that they will not turn their backs in battle, and when it comes to a battle, then they will fight, and they will fight with courage, and they will not retreat, and they will not run away. And the last one is to avoid malicious joy out of our enemies. So when the enemy is in their control, when the enemy is captured, then they don't torture them. They don't torture enemies. They don't, abuse them and so on and so forth. They are decent even with the enemies. So five beautiful characteristics, and these characters were the characters of this Yemeni tribe of Al-Azd from even before the time that they became Muslim. Rasulullah said, "You are wise and knowledgeable and have become almost as great as prophets." He was very impressed with their nobility and his wisdom. Then he said, "I will give you five more so that you will have 20 characteristics. If what you are saying is true," he said, "do not collect what you will not eat. Do not collect what you will not eat. Second one, do not build what you will not live in. Number three, do not compete in that which you will leave tomorrow. And number four, and fear Allah, who you will return to and who you will be presented to. And number five, and strive for what you are facing ahead of you and where you will live forever." Now again, see these beautiful things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to them and told them. Do not collect what you will not eat. Meaning, our whole today our entire focus in this life, in this commercialism and materialism that we are stuck in, is to accumulate more and more and more. I have one house, I must have one more. I have one car, I have one more. I have this bank balance, I must have more. More and more and more. This is the exact opposite of that. Rasulullah is saying, earn enough, work enough, do enough to be comfortable, to not be dependent on anybody, but don't accumulate stuff. Don't collect what you will not eat. Don't build what you will not live in. Again, so beautiful. Today, one of the signs of the last day is people will compete in the construction of tall buildings. Rasulullah said, this is what we do. This tower, that tower, this tower. Building and more building and more building. Building tombs, for example, one of the classic examples of our past is magnificent tombs. Yeah, instead of that, if we had built magnificent universities, today we would not be in the mess that we are in. But we didn't do that. We built tombs. So do not build what you will not live in. Do not compete in that which you will leave tomorrow. This is the sum total of our life. We compete and we want more and more, and we want positions and authority, and we want power and this and that. All of that, 1 second and it's gone. 1 second. And we get reminders every single day about this. When we see other people dying, and we live as if only other people will die. And then he said the next one, the fourth one, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who you will return to and who you will be presented before. Now think about this. We all know all of this stuff. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we know this, we believe this. It's in our, intellectually at least, it's in our mind. The question is this in the core of my heart? Do I truly, truly believe this? And that's where the rubber meets the road. And finally, and strive for that which you are facing ahead of you, where you will live forever. So meaning, in your future, work for the akhirah. Because that akhirah is where we will be living forever. So don't leave that akhirah. Work for the akhirah, because the akhirah is where we will be forever. So alhamdulillah, beautiful advice. They left and they followed what Rasulullah ﷺ told them to do. This is the beautiful advice of the Rasulullah ﷺ to the people who came to meet him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us and help us to be like them and to therefore be, inshallah, eligible for the kind of bashara, the kind of good news that he gave to them of Jannah. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.